Andy, you don't look old enough to have grown up with the Buddy Holly music.
Yeah, well, that's thanks to my dad. We listened to it every road trip. My mom wasn't so keen on it, but she let him play it, and I'm pretty glad because it's been a nice little career-making role for me.
Give us the evolution of how this happened, how you fell into this.
Well, I was pre-med studying biochemistry in Lubbock, Texas, and getting ready to be a doctor. I was working on an ambulance for 5 years during that time, and my older brother, Matt, he was getting his master's in opera performance, and I always hung out with his friends because performers are a little more interesting than the biochemistry people, just in general.
I beg your pardon.
I mean, just in, maybe that was just Texas Tech, West Texas, but we ended up hanging out a lot. My brother, he's my best friend, and we were roommates when we were in college, hung out with his friends. One of his friends took me to an audition for the summer musicals there in Lubbock, and one of the musicals they were doing was the Buddy Holly story, and they were bringing the people over from London, who had just closed the production on the West End, to do it in West Texas and in his hometown. It was kind of the novelty of it. And they were looking for a local guy to play Buddy. So I went in, I sang "Oh, What a Night" from Jersey Boys, actually.
Because you had done that.
I had not done any performing at this point, just singing in the living room and some choir stuff at church growing up. So I sang that. He had me sing it like Elvis, and then he had me read some of the script and called me back. They had me in for a recall and asked me to track down a guitar, learn just the first half of Every Day. So borrowed a friend's guitar, sat in front of YouTube for 3 days, figured it out, and then went in and played it deplorably, but they saw something and decided to give me a shot. So I had a little under 2 months to learn the whole show. It's 19 songs in that production. And this production coming up now, it's been a bit tweaked. So it's a little bit less script and a little bit more music. And it's really just, it's an amplified concert. You're getting two rock concerts on the first and second act. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. But yeah, that's the evolution of it.
You moved to Lubbock from, where is it, Houston?
No, I moved there from Tyler.
Tyler,
in, just south of Tyler in Bullard.
You knew Buddy's music. When you moved to Lubbock, were you aware of the fact that that was his,
his
stomping grounds?
Yes, and there's no way that you can be in Lubbock and not know that Buddy Holly is from there, with Buddy Holly Avenue and Crickets Avenue and all that. But moreover, I just loved his music before moving out there. Even I remember singing every day mowing lawns growing up when I was like 10, 11. So didn't know any of the lyrics. Even now, 10 years doing it, some of the lyrics escape me. But
do you have a favorite out of the Buddy Holly catalog?
Oh, True Love Ways.
Did he change? Oh, yes.
True Love Ways, and if I had to go with an up-tempo, Not Fade Away, those are my two.
Who are your players in the band in the show?
The Crickets. We've got Joe Cosmo Cogan on drums. He's playing Jerry Allison, and he and I have been doing the show off and on together for 8 years now. We've got Spiff Wiegand on bass. This is the first time he's actually on bass for the show. He's done the show before, but he played drums. And the man plays everything else under the sun. But it's been fun putting this together with him. We did a show about Woody Guthrie together last year. And he's actually from Kentucky, right over the river. So it's a cool contract for him because he grew up seeing shows at Cincy Playhouse in the Park. And so beforehand, he was just telling me, you know, this is it. I'm finally getting to do one here. And then we've got the fourth Cricket, you know, Nikki Sullivan or Tommy Alsup, is played by Ryan Jagru. And he and I also have been doing the show off and on for 8 years. Of the cast, four of them were in the cast where I ended up meeting my wife. She was playing my wife in the show. So it's such a special show because it's a family at this point. We've all seen each other get married, have kids, and it's just getting the band back together. And we got one newcomer, Byron St. Cyr, and he's 5 days into rehearsal, and he's already part of the family and just rocking and rolling.
Who is Buddy's wife?
Shayna Small. She did the show when we first did it in Michigan, this version, a year and a half ago. And she is just an incredible musician. She plays keys and then just has these powerhouse vocals, complete showstopper in Act One.
I find this a little interesting on this press release, content advisory. Did you know there was a content advisory for this show?
I didn't.
Recommended for ages 12 and up, Buddy's thick frame glasses may seem nerdy and innocent today, but his songs about teenage romance, lust, and heartbreak were edgy for their time period. Lyrics contain mild sexual innuendo, and there are other mature themes. I never looked at Buddy's music like that one bit.
Well, I guess the people in his time definitely looked at it that
way. I guess.
It was pretty funny, the opposing geekiness and rebelliousness of Buddy Holly.
He was one of a kind. Nobody looked like him. How much fun is this to do? It's got to be a blast.
I've been doing it for 10 years, and it's still not old, so that's how fun it is. Mm. I will do it until they say I cannot do this anymore, or until I'm on a walker, one of the two. It's just a blast. You get going, and the music is so timeless. Even today, you know, I've played it and played it and played it thousands of times, and there's still just these little innuendos that you pick up on and little idiosyncrasies of in his playing style. Innuendo is the wrong word there, but you get what I'm saying. Just like,
well, yeah, and his influence. I mean, you talk to McCartney or talk to Jagger or Keith Richards or any number of the biggest rock stars in the world, and he's one of the gods.
Yes.
Buddy is.
Yeah, it's just still today.
Visiting with Andy Christopher is Buddy and the Buddy Holly Show. It opens at the Playhouse in the Park this coming Saturday, the 18th. Do you have a favorite part of this? I know there are, I think, 19 or 20 songs. What else goes on besides the music?
Well, there are a couple of book scenes, and it's us just telling his story. It was so short when you drag it out, standard 2.5 hours. It seems superficial. That's the thing people always say. I wish they went deeper. And it's like, well, he died when he was 22, and his career was a massive 18 months. So there's only so deep you can go with that, because it is very much, you know, he was snuffed out right at the beginning.
So you, in turn, have been doing this much, much, much longer than Buddy.
Been Buddy Holly longer than Buddy Holly was Buddy Holly. So, yeah.
Just take it right up to the day the music died? Is that the end of the play? Or?
Yeah.
And how is that handled?
Jason Elliott, who plays many characters and many instruments, he also plays the narrator of the show, High Pockets Duncan, who was kind of a father figure for Buddy growing up. He ran KDAV radio, and he narrates the story.
Congratulations and continued success to you. Do it for a long, long time.
Thanks.
It looks real good. Andy, thank you so much. We've got a link at our website, wvxu.org, for Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, opening at Playhouse in the Park this coming Saturday, the 18th, and runs through the middle of February, February 16th. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.
Just you know why. Why you will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true. Throughout the days, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I.